Well, I'd like to thank you very much. I'd particularly like to thank NBB for the recognition. I also want to thank the Minnesota Soybean Growers and the Minnesota Biodiesel Council for the opportunity to be ahead of you today and have worked for them for the last 15 years between the two groups. 15 years ago, I had a group of soybean growers come to me and ask me to lead an effort, a legislative effort in the Minnesota legislature, to try and establish a B2 mandate at that time. And at the time, to be honest with you, I had not really heard much about biodiesel. And I find that there perhaps was a reason. I think at that time there was about 2 million gallons being produced in the United States in the year 2000. That has grown, as was stated, to about 1.8 billion gallons at the present time. And I think that when the soybean growers came to me, they had a couple of objectives. And one of their great objectives was to establish a model under which they would be able to have biodiesel in all of the diesel fuel in Minnesota. And they hoped that that model would become a blueprint for other states and across the nation in order to establish biodiesel from the East Coast to the West Coast. And I think in many ways that measure has worked, along with a lot of others, many of you, that have worked in your own respective states and so forth. When we started that effort in 2000, we had a unique situation, and I just watched the two former politicians talking about Republicans and Democrats. In Minnesota, we had a unique situation at that time because the House of Representatives was governed by Republicans. The Senate was governed by Democrats, and we had Jesse Ventura as our governor. So we had an independent as governor. And so we had to maneuver between the politics of Republicans and Democrats, and ultimately Governor Ventura did not sign the bill to become law, but under our Constitution, if he chose to, he could leave it become law without his signature, and that's what occurred. And since that time, over those 15 years, we have had battles on a number of different issues, and it seems like every year we have to come back. But I think there's two lessons to be learned in that. If you work hard and you keep at it, you'll succeed. And secondly, you can't always assume who your friends and who your enemies are, because on a given day, different politicians will be both. So I would leave that with you. Again, I want to thank the opportunity to be here today and the recognition. I told somebody I felt it was a little sheepish on my part to be up here receiving this award, because I think it's all of you and literally thousands of people that are participants in the effort, and you've done a wonderful job, and I'm glad to have been a part of it. Thank you.